Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday, the last day of April, 2025, April 30th. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Did you fix this yesterday? It says 7 o'clock.
I didn't fix it. I checked it last night and it was right, and then I checked it this morning and it was right.
We'll get into that in a minute. So, hey, good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out singing at the veterans home this morning. That's where she is. 7:06, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. She's just so busy. Last night, she and the girls and Chicks and Chabs were over at the house putting together 200-plus bags for the ladies that are attending the Chicks and Chaps on May 16th, sold out, down with the Elks Club. It should be a real interesting day. Great speakers, Dr. Lauren Strickland, and more. So, good morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I am kind of sad today, and I'll talk about it in a little bit. So, what national day do we have here?
National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Whoa! We're there. What about your animals? Were they shelter pets or? Oh no, found yours, right?
Yeah,
so it's kind of a shelter pet.
Yeah.
So, and then the cat.
Yeah, cat was found too. But I also have a snake and a couple of reptiles too. So,
you have snakes and what?
I have a chameleon and 4 leopard geckos.
Really?
Yep.
Do you pet them or anything? Or
little jungle.
Do you like sleep with the snake or anything? Or
I don't sleep with it, but I mean, I get him out. I hold him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's pretty friendly.
I wonder if snakes like that. Did you ever research that? Do snakes like being handled? Can they form attachments to people? I guess is my answer.
I got my snake when he was about a foot long. He was a baby, and I've been handling him ever since, and he's never once stricken me. He's never tried to bite me, and I've had him for over 10 years.
How big is he now?
5.5, 6 foot.
What kind?
It's a ball python.
Okay. So the question is, feel free to hop on the internet. Can snakes form attachments or reptiles? Can reptiles form attachments with humans? I mean, we know cats, dogs, horses, mammals, for the most part, birds, you know, I think parrots and some of those. I'm not sure about smaller birds, but I just wonder, you know, I've never even thought about it, but you're the first person I know that actually owns one.
I think they can, but I've looked on the internet and it says they can.
They can?
Yeah. Like my chameleon, when I go to the cage and I have a water bottle, he'll come to the front and he'll expect me to spray water on him. So he knows, like when I open
really?
The front of his cage, that he's waiting for it.
So when you come up to the cage, he slithers over there and waiting for you to spray him.
Yep, I have some videos of him.
So it's kind of like trained behavior in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, and you can't tell if he licks you because their tongue's always going out.
Yeah.
give you a little sneaky look. I'd be afraid that he'd want to hug me. Five feet of boa there.
And I think some reptiles are more, you know, can have a better bond than others. Some can.
What about geckos?
I think geckos aren't. I mean, I don't think there's really a bond there. I mean, they're just always running around doing crazy stuff. But, like, you get the bigger lizards.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see people.
Your chameleon's good size, isn't it?
Yeah. It's probably with his tail. He's probably.
Do you remember geckos in the Far East? And in our rooms in Okinawa, there'd be geckos in there, which was fine. And in Hawaii. But geckos are fine because they'd eat all the mosquitoes and everything.
Yeah,
it was flying around, bugs and
bugs.
Stuff. But every so often, they'd fall from the ceiling, and they'd land, you know, like I had a friend that landed right on him in the middle of the night, a gecko, smacks him in the head. They're not that big, but, you know, he levitated, as he told me, levitated out of the bed, turned on the light, couldn't figure out what it was, and then he saw the gecko kind of just like on his pillow, so... He refused to sleep in that room again.
Yeah.
I think he overreacted.
Yeah, just a little bit, but it's okay.
Okay. All right. Hey, today's weather. Sunny with a high near 88 today. Tomorrow, high near 91. Friday with a high near 83. All nice sunny days in the high 50s at night. However, a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night and Saturday, 50% chance of showers. And Saturday night. Now, Sunday's clearing up with a, around 77, Monday 84, and Tuesday 82. So, I think it's here. I think the summer is quickly approaching us. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business into the third generation of the Kenny family running it. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm trying to think of any other instances of people that I know. You know what? Come to think of it, I had a friend that had snake back this long time ago in the 80s. And he would buy mice for the snake. And I understand that if a mouse bites a snake, it can cause a severe infection. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they tell you so I have live feed my snake with a rat, and they're pretty large, but they tell you to watch because the rats can bite and they can cause disease and stuff to the snake.
Yeah, because the rat's just not gonna just lay there.
But that's why they tell you you're supposed to watch. You know, you're not supposed to leave the rat in there for longer than a period of time. You know, because you don't want it to sit in there the whole time, then it'll start eating everything.
Yeah. So he would do is he'd take these white mice he had, and he would just kind of like snap their neck and toss it in there. And the snake seemed to...
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people will kill the mice. A lot of people feed frozen. They thaw them out. I like to feed live. It's more natural.
Do you buy rats?
Yeah, I do. There's a Redding Reptiles up on Lake Boulevard. She's been around. She's a local lady. She's been around for about 10, 11 years.
Wow.
And but they're local, and I go. That's where I get all my stuff, and they're really good. They know everything.
They have a lot of snakes in there.
Yeah, her son Ryan breeds ball pythons, and ball pythons aren't very aggressive, anyways.
Yeah, I think I've read something like that, as opposed to other kinds.
You get to like the reticulated pythons and stuff, and they get larger, and they can be a little bit. They have larger fangs,
mm-hmm.
They can be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, and of course, Florida is having a heck of a problem because people, like, you know, that have had a snake like yours and said, well, I'm just going to turn them loose out here in the wild. And they've got no enemies out in the Everglades.
Yeah,
and so they're just, I guess
there's,
what,
get rid of them.
Hundreds of thousands of them. And, yeah, they pay people.
Yep.
Python wranglers.
Yep.
Pay them by the, I think, by the foot and the pound.
Yeah,
you know.
So.
Yeah. And then they keep the snake, sell the meat, and the skins. Plus, they get paid.
Yep.
So I don't know if you can make a living off this, but maybe it's a side hustle.
I mean,
you probably don't want to do that. You've only got one snake.
Yeah.
I'm
good about going into the Everglades and doing all that.
Going
to the Everglades? I mean, it'd be okay to go for a little bit, but I don't know. That's a lot of stuff down there that might be able to bite me and cause some problems.
I wouldn't go down there just for fun to hunt pythons. Maybe, what are those other reptiles they have down there? The lizards.
I can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
The larger lizards.
Yeah. The ones that they have to, when a cold snap hits, they warn people because the lizards will fall out of the trees and hit people because, they're cold-blooded.
I don't know why I cannot think of.
Well, look it up. Hey, we got to take
iguana.
A quick. Huh?
An iguana.
Iguanas. There you go. Hey, let's take a quick break because some of the things we want to talk about is a ruling here about Border Patrol in the state of California. Simpson University's made a big announcement. And Supreme Court's got a bunch of things going on. So let's take a quick break. And I'll tell you why I'm sad this morning, but also happy. As soon as we get back. 7:16 in the morning here. And we'll be right back to Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This morning in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm a little sad this morning. The Red Rover has been sold. Obviously, for a real good price, since I had a whole bunch of people after I put it on Facebook call me.
That was pretty quick, though, right?
First person that came in, looked at it, drove it, gave me the money. Sitting out in the back right now, waiting for him to come pick it up. So,
well,
I didn't...
Bittersweet, but I mean,
yeah,
got rid of it quick.
Yeah, I got my other truck. But, yeah, I was holding it for a guy that wanted it, and then he left town, and he said, gosh, you know what, I probably can't. I said, okay. So I put it on Facebook day before yesterday. And had four or five people. I mean, within minutes. So I went to the first one, and then I had the second one backed up, and then the third one, you know, come see it. And then he came out yesterday and drove it around. I just gave him the keys. He even put some gas in it. I didn't have a lot of gas. I haven't been driving it. But it's had, you know, it's 19 years old, and I have to say the interior is good. You know, there's no tears or anything on the seats. You know, it's got its foibles, like the left front, the driver's side window, goes down like a champ. But you got to kind of find that secret spot to get it to come back up. He thought he had broken the window. I said, no. What's the other thing? The radio. For some reason, if you, when you... turn off your car, your radio will still, be on. And then when you open the door, usually the radio stops. Well, it doesn't do that anymore. So when you stop the car and listen to the radio, you have to turn the radio off when you get out. Otherwise, it just plays for a long time. If you get out on the right-hand side of the car, however, radio goes right off. Okay. That's the second thing.
Those aren't so bad, though.
No, but, okay, sometimes when you're trying to turn down the radio, it goes the opposite direction.
Turns up really loud.
Oh, wow. And then now you're having to kind of like tweak it a little bit, or I just turn it off and it kind of resets itself.
You can just get a new radio.
Yeah, but the radio plays. I've got, you know, the CD player. Oh, I better pull my CD out of there. It's my favorite CD.
Oh, better get it.
Better get that. And let me see what else. I don't know. Those are little things. And, you know, because it's got new battery, new alternator, belts, new tires, new headlights.
Can't go wrong.
No, he's real happy. So, but I've had that for 19 years. It's like a member of the family. I have photos of Linda and I going to our wedding reception in that truck.
He's going off to college.
Well, well, who knows? But it'll make him a good truck. And now I have I'm going from a Ford F-150 to a Chevy 2500 Duramax diesel with an Allison transmission. I like that truck. That truck already a lot.
Little step up there.
Yeah, but you know, I'm so comfortable in that red truck. I can take it anywhere, and I mean, it's been a lot of places up in the mountains and all that. And it's got scratches on it, but it's 19 years old.
Yeah, what car's not going to have a few dings in it?
Oh, it's a truck. Yeah.
Truck.
In 1789, today, George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of the United States on this date in 1789. And in 1859, Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, is first published. And in 2009, on this day, Chrysler Automobile Company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I didn't know that.
I did not either.
Huh. Let me see. In 1952, Mr. Potato Head is the first toy advertised on television. Did you ever have a Mr. Potato Head? Have you even seen one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And let's see. What else? That's about it. Oh, birthdays. Nope. And nope. Nope. There's just other things, but they're not that big. Yeah. Okay, moving on. So what's going on out at Simpson University? So I just went to the went to their Citizens Advisory Committee, which I'm on, along with a lot of other people. And if you're ever interested in going to one of these, people are invited, and just give me a call. I'll be more than happy. It's once a quarter. It's not like every month. It's once a quarter. If you want to go, you get free lunch, and you get to hear what's going on at Simpson, all the plans they're doing. But they're offering a 50% tuition cut for North State Community College transfers. It's at for making higher education more affordable for community college transfer students. It's called the North State Promise, offers a 50% tuition reduction for students transferring from community colleges in the North State, including Shasta, Butte, Siskiyou, and Redwoods. With that, with our new North State Promise, according to Dr. Hall, we are offering a 50% tuition for any student transferring from any North State community colleges. And to add some valued language to that, many of our students are recipients of Cal and Pell grants. And when you add Cal and Pell grants to 50% off tuition, the remaining tuition for a year there is around $4,000. Full university. All these, you know, everything from nursing to teaching to engineering to computer technology, and they are expanding and building that new STEM building. There's a lot of stuff going on out at Simpson University. And they're going to, they've got right around 1,000 students, but their enrollment rate has been up 25% compared to other small colleges and universities and larger colleges and universities that, of course, are dropping. And in some, I forget the number, but it was over 20, I believe. Small colleges and universities folded last year. And Simpson is growing. So there's reasons for that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to have a center for their business program of technology integration, AI, engineering, wood and metallic labs, faculty offices, and our first 300-seat auditorium on campus there in the new STEM building. So, and it's going to be ready by the fall of 2026, so about a year from now. I was out there, and they were working on it. It's expensive to build those things.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, no, I mean, I was totally blown away. It's because we were talking, you know, during the meeting, you know, all different types of individuals. We talked about different things, not during the meeting itself, but beforehand. And the cost of building, you know, I mean, you're talking well over $500 a square foot.
I mean, all the things they have to put in, probably the technology.
Oh, $500 a square foot. Well, they're having to do those things, but still, in the cost of lumber and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is framed out there, but that is just so interesting to see. You know, they're building this, and then the question is, should they put up a kind of a dome area where you can have all types of events during the summer and all of a sudden it gets hot? Or do we need a stadium with a track and football field and soccer fields? And so you've got two factions kind of pushing on that. The athletic coaches and all that are saying, you know, we need this. You know, we need a track, you know, because our track team is growing. You know, the football team is growing.
And it's hard to,
and
you don't have your own track.
Yeah, and you have to go to other places to practice and all this. So, and play. So, you know, and that is cheaper than, say, that dome. However, that dome offers a lot of good things, like community being able to use it. It'll be climate controlled, and they can have, you know, graduations. They can have all types of things.
Concert
community,
thing, yeah.
Community can get involved in that. So it's, you know, they're kicking around both ideas right now.
Why not a dome with a track in it?
Well, now you're talking about, well, it'd be a smaller, no, they are. They have indoor track season, but they're smaller. The tracks are smaller.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, if you're talking about a 400-meter, that's
might be a little
lot.
Expensive.
That's a lot of building right there. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. It's Wednesday, the last day of April. I'm not going to whinge about February. 7:34. I really want to though. 7:34 in the morning here. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this is Open Line. Yep, it's Open Line. If you got something you want to talk about, you know, things coming up, I know there's rallies and there's events coming up that, you know, if you want to talk about that, just give us a call, 530-605-4567. Ben is waiting to get phone calls. Somebody asked about our streaming video. We stopped that, gosh, I don't know, 6 weeks ago at least. What was happening was the computer we were running and the updates on it and the video stream just wasn't, it was causing more problems than it was, than the number of people watching it. But we are looking at here, depending on a couple of things, of maybe starting a podcast and maybe even broadcasting our shows over the internet. So you can see who's in here. But it's going to take, it's not something easy. You know, we're talking multiple cameras, switchboard.
I know we need 50 subscribers on YouTube so we can start the live stream.
How many YouTube do we have? Okay.
Last time it was only about 15, but you have to look up,
go up to KCNR 96.5 on YouTube and subscribe. And then we can, start doing that. But there's other ways we can push it out too. There's other platforms that just feed out to all these different, audiences. If you go to KCNR 96.5 on YouTube and just hit like and subscribe. And then, you know, maybe we start doing that as we move along. I mean, it's been 15 years. It's probably time to start doing some new things that, that it's time for. Hey, Democrats would like to, have a full investigation on Pete Hegseth on what happened with the, Houthi caper. If you remember, Hegseth and other top officials discussed the U.S. military attack on the Houthis in Yemen during a group chat on Signal. A conversation that was inadvertently included a journalist who thought, oh, man, I'm up on big guys. Now, that was a big faux pas putting the journalist on it. Did Hegseth do that? No. One of his underlings did. However, if you look at what was talked about and everything, there were no dates, there were no units, there were no targets named. Just said there's going to be a launch. Now, that could be enough for some of the Houthis, but it was not specific in the sense of how, when, where. Well, where, but not specifically where. But it sure was. It must have been pretty embarrassing. What can I say? Trump's 100 days, as you know, President Trump, held a rally in Warren, Michigan that had just thousands of people there. That he has, of course, blasted his opponents. We have just gotten started. You haven't seen anything yet. And, of course, this being from MSN, they're saying, oh, well, he's saying false things. Well, okay. 24 states in Washington, D.C. filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration yesterday for cutting AmeriCorps workforce and terminating nearly $400 million in grant funding for state and community projects. According to the lawsuit, 85% of AmeriCorps staff were placed on administrative leave earlier this month as part of the Department of Government Efficiency cost-cutting efforts. The multi-state coalition claims such cuts are gutting the agency to the point where it cannot function. The administration is free to ask Congress to abolish AmeriCorps, but it cannot simply terminate the agency's functions by fiat, the states are claiming. The Corporation of Public Broadcasting has also filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration after three members were told via email on Monday that they had been terminated on behalf of the president. Two of the board members, Thomas E. Rothman and Diane Kaplan, were appointed by President Joe Biden in 2022. The third member was originally appointed by Trump in 2018 and reappointed by Biden. The CBP is arguing that the law that created the corporation in 67 says Trump does not have the authority to fire them and is seeking a ruling to confirm that termination emails have no legal effect. Each year, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting disperses $535 million in taxpayer funds to public radio and TV stations nationwide, including stations with PBS and NPR. Now, if the president, you know, this is going to court, but if the president is the one that appoints them, why can't the president be the one that fires them?
That's a good question.
I mean, it seems like if they're appointees by the president, then the president can just say, well, thank you for your service. I'm going to appoint somebody else. I don't understand why you can't fire people like that. Or make a change in the direction. It's like a company where, you know, a new corporate head comes in. He wants to go in a different direction. So he says, thank you for your service. Yeah. But we're going in a new direction here.
It happens all the time at restaurants when a new person comes in.
Happens in any business.
Well, yeah.
David, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I just want to give a shout out. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Linda's show, 6 o'clock, Donnie Red's going to be on. He's going to be talking about all the music events coming up this summer that he's a part of. Some incredible stuff happening, music events, by Donnie Red on North State Now tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That's Linda's show.
Cool. Yeah, she's got...
All right, you guys have a great day.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, let's go to Robert. Good morning, Robert. Hello, Robert. You're on. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Okay, you're on.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for your show. And you know what? I always, when I call, say thanks for your show, and I forget to say thanks for your service. Many of us free people really appreciate your service and the people that served with you.
Well, thank you.
A couple of things when you were talking about the this day in history stuff. I didn't hear you, but maybe you did. Did you mention this is Hitler was a coward day?
Hitler was a what?
Coward.
Day.
It's the day he committed suicide.
Yeah, well, he killed himself this day.
On this day? Oh, Hitler. Oh, yes. Hitler. I didn't know it was this day, April 30th. I know they were closing in on him.
Yeah, and he was a coward, knew what he was doing was wrong, so he took his own life, like, you know, many cowards do. Anyway, real quick, I wonder if I could put a little... bug in your ear maybe next time you talk to LaMalfa or somebody of his ilk. I wonder why we can't pass. I read also this morning that July 4th or by July 4th they're supposed to come up with this budget that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
But I wonder why between now and then we can't write a very simple bill, very, very simple, that just says the national debt will not increase any more than inflation the previous year. And then add to that in every budget that is passed going forward, we will pay down no less than 0.5% of the national debt. That seems very simple. I don't see why anybody wouldn't be on board with that.
That seems very simple to me, except... you've got politicians on the other end.
Publish the vote. Make them vote. The only way we're going to get rid of some of the deep state people in there that are robbing us blind is to publish the vote.
Well, you know,
make them vote on it and publish
it. Yeah. Well, the thing is you can't run a business by continually raising your debt ceiling. I mean, at some point, the piper is due. And, you know, if you keep doing this, at some point... just the interest on this is gonna equal your gross national product, you know? So, yeah, something needs to be done, and something simple like that sounds like it could work. Yeah. You have my email address?
I don't.
carlbott@kcnr1460.com.
Well, that should be easy enough to remember.
Yeah, just send me what you wrote.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, President Trump signed an executive order and proclamation on Tuesday to ease some auto tariffs. While his 25% tariff on imported cars will continue and a 25% tariff on auto parts will go into effect this weekend, His latest order will allow a maximum reimbursement of 3.75% of the value of domestically produced cars for U.S. automakers that are importing car parts. And the auto industry has been lobbying for relief from the levy, saying the import taxes would hurt Americans' finances and snarl their supply chains. Trump said the temporary reimbursement should give American automakers a little bit of a break while manufacturing is being rebuilt in the U.S. You know, the thing, if you look at, when you see that there's like, nine German cars sold in America for every one sold in Germany because of the tariffs, and maybe more than that. But the ratio is just extremely high in the European side, on these tariffs. And people are getting, saying, oh, but if it, if it starts leveling the playing field, which is what which I think that's what Trump wants, is, yeah, you start easing your tariffs and we'll ease ours and give us at least a level area chance. If they're selling so many cars here in America because we have no tariffs, the tariffs aren't anything close to what Europe has.
Yeah.
How about just being fair? Now, there are so many things that he's done in this first 100 days that people are still trying to figure out the impacts it's going to have a year from now. I'm thinking, and I heard him say, I read something that he had said that they're going back and revisiting a lot of these cuts. And, maybe some of them were too much. And this is kind of what I would hope would happen, is that you look in here and you see, oh, on this program right here, yeah, it sounds good, and yes, there's a lot of waste and fraud and abuse. However, there's parts of it that are really good for our farmers, our ranchers, our manufacturing, that they want to go back and take a look at that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. This portion of the show brought to you by Coachmaster Windshield Repair. Speaking of local businesses, and that's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster. He's been in the business over 30 years. He is truly a expert when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Takes it into his climate controlled area there and puts his special magic on the windshield. And Linda had this real star chip on her windshield, the bad kind, the kind that goes in deep and then it will just splinter out. And you can barely see it now. And he guarantees it. It's like magic when he gets finished with it sometimes. So if you're wondering about it and you want a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. We'll be right back.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card, or $55 without. Kids entertaining for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on her way out to sing at the Veterans Home today. They've got some big thing going with first responders, and she said she's going to be in a bucket.
Huh.
I wonder what that means. You know, it's going to be like a, I don't know what that means. Is she going to be up in the air? So. A judge here in California has told the Border Patrol to cease and desist the Border Patrol from conducting warrantless immigration stops throughout the wide swath of California. This came after the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit filed after the El Centro Border Patrol traveled to Kern County to conduct a three-day sweep in January, detaining day laborers, farm workers, and others in a Home Depot parking lot and other places. The ruling prohibits Border Patrol agents from taking similar actions, restricted them from stopping people unless they have a reasonable suspicion that that person is in violation of the U.S. immigration law. It also bars agents from carrying out warrantless arrests unless they have probable cause that the person is likely to escape before a warrant can be issued. The judge said, U.S. District Court Judge Jennifer Thurston said, you can't walk up to people with brown skin and say, give me your papers. Well, you know, I kind of understand that. I mean, I understand what the Border Patrol is doing, and they can be 99% sure that the people they're stopping are illegals, but how do you know? And we have a very numerous Hispanic population in California that are legally here, California residents, United States residents. And I can see where, you know, there's got to be something. I mean, if they can just come up to anybody and say, I suspect you're an illegal and arrest you. I mean, what would stop them from coming up to me and say, I suspect you are here illegally and just arresting me? Or you. I mean, you've got kind of a beard and I've got a mustache. I mean, that could be enough. They said, we believe that you've snuck in from Croatia. Okay. Or Ukraine. I understand this. And there's a lot of other things that went along with this, including some, the way they treated people was not very good. Half the century, I think it's pretty clear that half of a century of really established law is being upheld. and that there's existing law, and the judge orders reflects existing law. You can't indiscriminately stop people and search them without any appropriate, reasonable suspicion or probable cause or without a warrant. I understand that. And, I mean, they may really suspect. They may actually even, you know, feel. I mean, if they've seen him before, if they've been arrested before for being here illegally, that's one thing. Because then they've got your probable cause. But just to walk up to somebody because of the color of their skin and say, show me your papers. Which I think if a policeman wants to, but if a policeman stops you and says, show me your ID. Yeah, you have to show your ID.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's true. The police can do that. And you have to show your ID. And if they ask you, are you carrying a concealed weapon, you have to answer truthfully on that.
Yeah.
And then they can ask you to remove that firearm. And you just comply with that. So, I guess if you go up and say, hey, I'd like to identify yourself, maybe that's what they were using as a pretext. But anyway, it's been stopped. Here in California, it has an injunction on it. And let me see, but going on the opposite side of that, Governor Newsom has said that they will turn over illegal immigrant convicted of vehicular manslaughter. He was set to be released July 19th, over 6 years before his full sentence is up. And then, Newsom's press office announced the individual would be brought into federal custody ahead of the July release date. And that the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation tends to follow ICE detainer orders, but there were concerns that the state sanctuary policy would turn this guy loose. He was driving drunk and he killed two young people. And it was twice over the limit. He'd been arrested before for drunk driving. And so he had been deported and then came back in and committed these crimes. So they're going to turn him over to ICE. And then they could actually, because the state's turning him loose 6 years early, they could actually put him in jail for the same, you know, as a federal, on a federal violation. So many things going on.
Yeah.
And you know what? And there's not a lot of positive. We're looking, the Board of Supervisors is having a meeting to discuss the new registrar of voters. That's going to happen. Who's going to be selected for that? They have five candidates. One of them, of course, is the number two person there, the registrar, Francesca. Clint Curtis has put his name in, and then three from other areas outside of not just Shasta County, but I think outside the state. So it's going to be the Board of Supervisors going to vote. It'll be an interesting vote. See how that goes. It'll probably be 3-2, one way or the other. I think Corky is going to probably. I could be totally wrong on this too. That they may see is. Francesca is the one for the job. She's been doing it a long time. And she seems to be a team player. But she's got people that are angry with her because she worked with Kathy Darlin Allen so close. And let me see. Oh, another big Supreme Court decision is coming up, my friends, on charter schools. Can religious schools, like the Supreme Court, today we'll consider whether the Catholic Church in Oklahoma can run the nation's first religious charter school. And people, you know, the people opposing are saying, wait a minute, you're using taxpayer money for religion. You're supporting a religious school. It doesn't say there can't be other ones. But the, charter school's argument is, hey, that's, you're discriminating against us because we are, because we're a religious organization, and you can't discriminate against us under the First Amendment. It's going to be an interesting, we'll keep following this and probably have a follow-up on this tomorrow. We're going to take a break for the news, and we come back, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street stocks hit the skids as the Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter. The gross domestic product contracted 0.3% January through March, the first such decline in 3 years. And President Trump says the U.S. economy is still struggling to overcome the negative impact of Biden economic policies. And Mr. Trump says we haven't seen anything yet. He's marking the first 100 days of his second term, held a campaign-style rally last evening in Warren, Michigan.
The president declared the start of his second term has been consequential.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years.
He focused a great deal on immigration and border security.
We have achieved the most secure border in American history.
The president also touted his economic policies, even though polls show Americans are worried that the Trump tariffs will lead to higher prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff transition.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher-paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agnew reporting.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court facing federal charges. She's accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 365 points. NASDAQ is off 286. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Vietnam has marked the end of the war 50 years ago. BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Ho Chi Minh City, former Saigon.
There are hundreds of thousands of people out celebrating today what is called Reunification Day. There has been a very large military parade this morning. People are now heading to another celebration later on today. If you ask people here, what is today all about? Is it about the victory of the North over the South in 1975? Is it about the victory of communism over capitalism? They will shake their heads. They say this is about ending more than a century of foreign domination and division of Vietnam and the country getting back its sovereignty and its independence.
Iran says the next round of nuclear talks with the U.S. will take place on Saturday in Rome. Iran also expects a meeting with France, Germany, and the U.K. on Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. A suspect linked to an Islamic terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day is under arrest in Iraq.
The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws, according to a new report from the National Center for International Judicial Cooperation. The two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver who plowed into the French Quarter crowds, Shamsuddin Jabbar, was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the army sergeant from Texas was radicalized as an ISIS supporter. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals have fallen short of winning an outright majority in Parliament. The election results emerged today, a day after the party scored a stunning comeback victory. The vote counting agency Elections Canada finished processing just about all of the ballots. The Liberals could be left just 3 seats shy of a majority in the Canadian Parliament. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out at the Veterans Home today singing. Today, the last day of April. Went by quick. 8:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's National Take Home Pet from the Shelter Day or something like that.
Yep. National and we found, Adopt a Pet.
Yeah, and we found out you had a 5-foot boa.
Ball python.
Okay. Ball python. And you've got chameleons.
A chameleon.
And
I have
geckos.
Some leopard geckos, yep.
Yeah. You're just kind of a... And we tried to figure out... And can reptiles form relationships with humans?
I believe they can.
You believe they can. Yeah. But is it because the snake is happy to see you or because it's kind of trained behavior, learned behavior, that if he comes over to you, you're going to spray him with the water?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Or you're holding, you know, rats in your hands that he can eat.
Yeah, I don't want to hold it in my hand too long because he might think that I'm food too then.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Okay. All right. Today's weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a little warm, though. It's going to be high near 88. Tonight, around 57. And the rest of the week, or Thursday and Friday, it looks good like this. But now, Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And Saturday, a 50% chance of showers. And all through Saturday and Saturday night. But, however, it's clearing up in the late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And Sunday's going to be great with a high near 77, as is Monday and Tuesday. They're going to go up into the low 80s. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company, been in the business 32 years. They are based out of Anderson, the Kenny family, and their third generation is helping to run this company. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just really, really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And let's go to the phones for a public service announcement. Laura.
Good morning, Mr. Bott. This is Laura Hobbs. I'm calling to let folks know that there's a couple events happening today they might be interested in. One is they're going to select a new ROV at the Board of Supervisors meeting, which will be held at the Shasta Lake City Hall. Starting at 11 a.m., get there early for a seat.
Are they going to select them? Hey, Laura, are they going to select them today? Are they going to just, like, vote and say, okay, you're the one? Or is this going to, they're going to just do?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to find out today then.
And the other event that's happening is we'll be collecting signatures out in front of the Holiday Market at Plaster between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., and the signatures are to get our charter amendment on the ballot for the next election and to enact election reform, including voter ID and same-day election results.
Okay. All right. And that's going to be today between 5 and 7 p.m. up at Placer, Holiday Market.
And the Holiday Market. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm here with Susan Wilson and Janice Powell from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Respect, or scar, as we call it.
Scar.
Have you been scarred by scar? So we haven't seen you in a while.
I was ill, she says.
Well, that one Tuesday is, you know, I just, yeah. because I hadn't seen you, I just rescheduled you without telling you.
Sort of an even keel there.
Hey,
but it's nice to be back.
It's
Thank
difficult.
You. Thank you for putting up with me. Well, I really appreciate it, you know.
I prepare for shows mm-hmm. by guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, you know, some guests have been on several times. I know what they're going to be saying. And I'm not just you, but I know mm-hmm. what the Chamber of Commerce is going to say. I'm pretty sure what the sheriff and, you know, and people coming on because you see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you prepare for shows different ways. So if I have guests I don't know, I'll go back and research a little bit and see what, you know, where they're coming from and that. If I don't have a guest, I prepare more because, you know, you fill the time.
Mm-hmm.
The worst days in a talk show host is when you've got guests lined up.
And they don't
from seven,
show.
From 7 to 8, and it could be a couple guests between 7 and 8, so that's going to take it up, and then one from 8 to 9. And they don't show. And then you're scrambling. And Ben talks to me about boa, or his boa, or yeah, his boas. But that was different today because I was really, I'm really interested in. I had no idea that you had those animals. And plus your dog and a cat. You're just a
dog's not mine. It's my cousin's, but I live with my cousin, so they're together.
Okay, well,
it is my cat.
It's your cat. But when people don't show up, it makes it difficult.
It does.
Because you're literally finding things, you know, but I have, you know, usually in the morning, I go through all the news agencies and I pick out potential stories and I have them lined up here on the computer. Of course, the computer and its infinite wisdom will, you know, erase those stories now and then. So you go to it and it's gone. And so then I start talking about selling my truck, which by the way, sold in one day.
But did you make enough money?
I've had that truck for 19 years.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, and I put it at the low spectrum. They go anywhere from, you know, 5 to, I don't know, 8,000. And so I put it on there as 5. But then after I put it out, I ended up putting $1,200 worth of work in it. But I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to tell people I'm selling it for this and then just bump it up on them. Even though it was worth it. So those things happen. So,
yep.
But you're here
but
now.
Today I'm here and I have a guest I brought
yeah.
with me, Janice Powell. Many people know Janice because she was on the Shasta Lake City Council for a long time. 8 years?
Eight years
I think.
Yep.
And she's also worked at the Chamber of Commerce in Shasta Lake. Shasta Lake has some really interesting events coming up and I want her to kind of touch on those for folks. In a way, this is a PSA, you know, to talk about. Yeah, one of the other things that we really want to talk about is murdered and missing women and some an event we're going to have around that. Scar is a participant in that event.
Well, there's going to be a march here.
Yeah, that's right.
Remembrance March coming.
So we want to kind of talk about that a little bit.
If you could, I don't know if you can, and it's not fair for me to ask you this question probably, but a background on the missing and indigenous people because people don't realize, I think most people don't realize now probably a lot more that women, missing women from Native American women off the reservations and for other, you know, in other areas is, I mean, it's truly staggering the number.
It is.
And I asked her to please be prepared on that.
Okay, good, because this is something that's near and dear to our heart, too, because, you know, I've worked on different reservations here in the United States in conjunction with military and other things. And seeing the problems on the reservations people have no idea. Mm-hmm. And then with all the missing people, and this has been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this didn't start 10
centuries.
Years ago.
Centuries.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that it's the problem at the reservations, but it's the problem of the Native people being included in their communities and that diverse culture that people don't understand. Maybe, you know, they don't accept them. You know, they're an oppressed people, indigenous people. So May 5th is declared a national day of awareness for missing and murdered indigenous people in our country. And the state of California has the fifth largest caseload for missing and murdered indigenous people in the United States. So California is the home to 109 of the 574 federally recognized tribes, and it holds the largest population of Native American people in the United States. So, of course, California our numbers does. Are going to be higher. Excuse me?
California does.
Yes, it does. Yeah, California.
Okay.
I don't think I knew that.
I don't know if I knew that, but it didn't surprise me after you said it because we have so many tribes here.
That's
and
right.
then you got something like the Navajo reservation, which is the largest number of Native Americans on the largest reservation in the United States, but the numbers total aren't anything close
right.
to what
in
they are.
In California, we have so many rural tribes.
Yeah.
You know, they're spread across the state. And in those rural communities, there isn't a lot of security for those people. And justice is kind of ignored in many cases.
Well, it's part of this, though. And I'm not laying this on the tribes. But part of this is they're sovereign nations.
Right.
And there's only so many people can go on. Like my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal, and he was one of two outside agencies allowed on the Navajo Reservation. FBI was the other one and the U.S. Marshal Service. Only two. And the rest of it was, you know, internal
mm-hmm.
of the tribal police. I'm not saying tribal police are not capable, but they don't have the assets unless they ask them to come in to do this. So I wonder if that's part of it is when you have your nation, you're very, I think at times you're probably very protective of that nation.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Do you think mm-hmm. that might have something to do with
it
or not?
I'm not sure exactly what the causes are. I think it's very diverse of why this is happening, and especially in California. For instance, the indigenous women and girls are murdered at a rate nearly 10 times higher than the national average of women. So 10 times as many murdered women and girls in our country. And 4 out of 5 have experienced violence and are targeted for murder, exploitation and abduction in California. So it happens, and what the indigenous people are asking for is more awareness, and May 5th is the day.
I 100% agree. Yeah, people need to know about this problem.
Exactly.
And but then we got to take a break, but let's talk about some of the things that could cause this.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, 2 separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993 and has been helping people ever since. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Now, with all the things going on in the stock market, as you know, as it's resetting itself and then going crazy again, and the price of gold, and the woefully inept way the state of California is trying to handle insurance, you need an expert to take a look at what you've got. And Judy is offering free reviews and evaluations of your insurance plans, your financial management plans. One of our experts, or maybe even Judy, will take a look at it and see how they can help you and give you just a straightforward assessment of where you are. You can't beat that. Give her a call at 530-221-0441, Maximum Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back with Shasta County citizens advocating respect.
Rumors spreading around. You like to take the time.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved one. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl in the bar. Good morning. It's 8:22 in the morning. It's probably about, 60-something degrees out there. Mm-hmm. My handy-dandy weather clock date keeper right here in front of me says it's 73, but I don't believe that. I don't think it's that warm yet.
Wasn't that warm when I came in.
No, I think it's like in the low 60s. Anyway, welcome back to the show here. I am with Janice Powell, former Shasta County or Shasta Lake supervisor, City of Shasta Lake councilperson for years and years, and Susan Wilson, and they're here from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we're putting some emphasis on the missing indigenous person
issue.
That's going to be on May 5th.
That's the National Day of Awareness. We are having a march in our Boomtown Festival, our parade, that we have annually. The indigenous people come out to cause awareness to everyone about the people that are murdered or missing. And that is on May 10th.
So we're
celebrating our annual
And where's that going to be at?
At Shasta Lake. It starts on Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Okay.
Near the fire hall. We have a pancake breakfast early in the morning.
Of course.
Some
of the best pancakes and bacon you're going to find.
I know you and Linda usually announce for that parade for us.
For the Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Veterans Day parade. You know what? Your city is exploding. In a good way.
It is.
It is. I admire that city for what they've been doing.
You guys are, I mean, just totally redoing the whole downtown.
We are. You know, Shasta Lake has always been a community, a melting pot of America, because in 1938, when all those people came there to build Shasta Dam, it was a diverse culture melting pot, you know, a lot of different people. And I think, and I've lived there all my life, and my parents and grandparents came there before me, but it's always been a sense of planning for unity so we could all come together and build a city that we could all be proud of. And that's what's happened. We have the multicultural, this weekend we're having I hope it doesn't rain, on Saturday we're doing a community cleanup with Caltrans, and this is the third year that we've done that. You know, it instills a sense of pride in our citizens, and then on the 10th is the Boomtown Festival in the park and the parade. And then we also have a multicultural celebration that's been going on for the past 20 years. They took a little bit of time between when COVID happened, but they're bringing it back this year into Central Valley High School. The Gateway School District has been very supportive of the effort. It's going to be on Saturday, May 17th. And event is put on by a committee that started way back in 2003. So there'll be performances, a sharing of food, and different
cultures.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they all come together, and it's really an informative and celebration.
Yeah. I've been seeing more and more of these here in Reading, and I'm happy to see them. We had that one young man that did the dance.
Dummy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dami, who bringing it African, you know, dancing, but also food and all that for an afternoon there of different cultures getting together. The Hispanic culture has their day down here, and they bring in their horses.
The Sikh Center in Anderson does
Sikh
a lot.
Center all the time,
Yeah, the Sikh Center does theirs in the fall. It's nice because they spread them out, you know, and then Juneteenth is coming also. Mm-hmm. If it's not canceled.
Why would it be canceled?
Well, as a holiday, as a national holiday, it could be canceled.
Okay, now let's talk about that.
Just for a minute.
See, you know, as Columbus Day, and Biden said he changed it to Indigenous American Day, or I'm not exactly sure what he called it. And then Trump's, you know, putting it back. But listening to Jack Potter and others are saying, there's not a real problem with that, because there's two diverse groups of people, and Columbus Day has been there a long time.
It has. It's part of our history.
And I'm not big on national holidays, you know, on certain ones, but I could see a national indigenous
person's holiday.
I mean, because, you know, of the rich history that we've shared, good and bad.
As long as the history is the truth.
Well.
And, you know, and they teach the truth is what I'm an advocate for.
The truth and not people's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, we deserve that. We deserve that from
our children do.
Our children deserve it. We can't erase history.
That's right.
Good or bad.
Good or bad, yes. Thank you.
And we have to accept it. We have to accept it as it is.
You can put connotations around it. This is a picture of, this is a statue of Robert E. Lee. He headed up the
Confederate Army,
and instead of taking it down, you might put down is that they, you know, the cause of this war was slavery and, you know, and all this.
Use it for education.
Yes.
So we can. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah. And so you can look at it, make up your own mind, as long as the truth is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean.
And the explanation is there. I mean, and I think that's one thing that maybe we've been a little lax on.
I think you're right. I think, you know, the Confederacy was fighting, you know, for the longest time when I grew up, and I grew up in the South. It was for states' rights, you know, but it truly wasn't. It was for slavery. And however, the states' rights thing is what brought so many of the Southern people to fight. They weren't slaveholders. The vast majority were not slaveholders. Mm-hmm. But yet slavery is the reason the war was fought.
Yes, it is.
And money. In my
well,
opinion.
Well, because slavery contributed to the money.
Well, they needed slavery.
They had to have
the slaves to make a, you know, to have cotton and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't cost effective, other words.
Yep.
Yeah.
It, really interesting that way.
It is. I mean, when you look at all of it, and you can't ignore history.
No, mm-hmm. we all need to think about how those different cultures in America, since the pilgrimage and all of that, have made our life richer. You know,
yeah.
all those different
yes.
types.
Yes.
And that's what I think America is all about, is us all working together for a common cause and appreciating what we bring to the table.
That we're Americans and we want the best for America.
And we're a melting pot.
We are a melting pot.
I mean, literally, everybody, well, certainly all of us in this room came from families that immigrated at some point in time.
Right.
You know, technically.
You know, and now I bet, you know, but there's a lot of Native Americans that say, I wish we had stricter border policies.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know, well, might have made a little
back
bit.
Back then, yeah.
Back then, I mean, a little bit stricter border policies. Instead of welcoming them with turkeys, maybe we should have welcomed them a different way.
I mean, really, because my family came here in 1645, our first person.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. You know, and they survived. They're here today.
Yeah.
You know, really fascinating to me.
You know, people think, you know, that, oh, you don't want any immigration. Of course we want immigration. Mm-hmm. We want your best and brightest. We want people here that will add to our culture and our society. Mm-hmm. Opening the gates, though, and letting millions of people come mm-hmm. through.
I've also heard that
doesn't equate to that.
I've heard that it's difficult to get through that immigration process,
which
and that's why a lot of people are illegals. Do you understand that?
I understand that. And see, you know where I lay the blame to that is? The Republicans and the Democrats. Because both those parties have been in control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and not one thing have we seen that changes or revamps the immigration mm-hmm. system. I have very good friends.
That could be a solution.
Well,
that is the solution.
The solution is that you revamp the immigration system. You still have your quotas. You still have your everybody that comes across, but you make it in such a way it doesn't take you 4 years.
Right.
You know, I mean, on the other hand, people that have gone through that, Hispanic, Asian, whatever,
mm-hmm.
when they see people just come across the border and get into the chow line,
they don't like it.
They
made it their mission to do it correctly, and we should honor that.
Absolutely honor that.
But we
that.
Should honor people who have visas. We should honor their participation in our society here, you know. I mean, I understand that
depends
some visas
on what
have been dumped, you know, have
well,
been
and, but
stopped.
But then again, it depends on what they're doing on that visa.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if you're anti-Semitic and you're keeping people from going to school and you are doing everything you can to degrade a nation and a religion, why do we want them here? They're here on a visa. It says that we, you know, you're on a visa. Well, this is what you're doing. Your visa's revoked.
I'm not sure that's right, because we're a country where we're supposed to be able to speak out and talk about things. We have all kinds of demonstrations. I'm not saying that they were right or wrong. That's not what I'm saying.
Would you say the anti-Semitic protests were wrong or
I'm
right?
I'm not going to go there, because I'm not going to be anti-Mormon. I'm not going to be anti-Muslim. I'm not going to be anti anything. I'm going to use it as an opportunity to learn.
That wasn't my question. People that were on these universities and campuses were physically attacking. They were keeping Jewish students from going to school, who were paying $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, keeping them from going to classes. They were harassing them, physically intimidating them. And you can take the word Jewish out of there and say Muslim, Catholic.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
Or any of that. But that's who they picked. And so it doesn't make any difference, in my opinion, who they were going after. These are people on visas doing that to our American citizens. They have no right to do that.
So.
Nobody has any right to do that.
Nobody
whether
has
you're
a right to do
that.
I absolutely agree. So then, you know, I don't think it's right for the country of Israel to bomb and kill and wipe out Gaza.
Why? Do you remember October 7th?
I do. And I don't think that bombing and killing 50,000 women and children and men...
Those numbers have been revised many times.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
And the numbers you were getting were from Hamas. You're not going to ever convince me that you can't protect yourself. That was the equivalent of almost Reading being wiped out on that one day.
Yeah.
So, and but that's my personal feelings.
Yeah.
And we have to take a break
and go back to our topic.
Poor Jana says she's going. Should I leave the room?
No, not at all.
No, I know. And okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for 17 years since I moved here. They were founded in 1960, and I've been in the same location since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. You can make an appointment like I do and call them at 530-244-9478. And it's not a hair salon, like I said. It is truly a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. You'll enjoy it. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Scar.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River.
May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Linda's on, let's see, what time is it? 8:39 in the morning, so she's probably on her way out to the veterans' home right now. They have an event going on, and she's singing out there. Good morning. It's going to be a really nice day, a little warm. It's going to go up to 88 today. But in the evenings, I love the evenings. They go down 30 degrees. It's going to be 57 tonight. My guests today are from New Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Janice Powell, who used to be a city council person out there.
I was mayor in 2024.
Whoa, the mayor.
The mayor of my hometown.
Woo.
Very proud moment.
I never got a key. and then Susan Wilson, who abuses me mightily during the show, tries.
Tries to tell me.
It's, oh, you know, that it's not nice to be able to defend yourself against terrorists. Anyway, yeah, she didn't say that, but kind of. We're talking about the missing Native American.
Missing and murdered.
Indigenous
people. Mm-hmm. Recognition. And this is something that we've been talking about here for a while, and we've had different organizations coming in. Mm-hmm. That this is, as Janice said, was it 10 times more likely?
Exactly.
And that an indigenous woman would be murdered or.
Right. And, it's just that we don't have a reasonable statistic of that, you know, since colonization. But out in the city of Shasta Lake, we're committed to spreading awareness about the indigenous people in our community and about those who have gone missing or been murdered or tortured, raped, trafficked, assaulted, and those who have not had the proper attention to that justice for them.
And April Carmelo got a grant, and she's
I don't know who that is.
She's a Native woman in Shasta Lake City,
and she works for the Shasta Union High School District. Title,
so. And she got a grant to look at this in some various different ways that haven't been sort of pursued in the past. You know, to see to build the history, building the history. You know, because one thing you know, we were just talking about history, and sometimes some parts of history get erased. Yeah. And I think she's in a rebuild of the history.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's unfortunate because history, warts and all, is what's made us where we are now. Okay. The most powerful nation on the face of the earth, the strongest economy. Yeah, we have our, you know, we're trying right now to punch each other in the eye, at least at the higher levels, probably at the lower levels. We all have learned, I think, in many, if not most cases, how to get along. But it's not getting easier. Every year, it seems like it gets a little bit harder to be able to sit down and talk with each other, which is one of the reasons we have you on. That, you know, Susan and I can disagree, but it doesn't mean I don't think the world of her. And she's got a crush on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I laugh at that?
You did. And she just spit Pepsi all over my... You get to clean that up, by the way. We have some cleanup rags over here for that. Then make sure she gets them. Now, you've got a couple events coming up. Let's talk about those again.
Well, especially the multicultural event, because it's coming back to the city of Shasta Lake, and we're proud to help with many different agencies. It is on Saturday, May 17th. It begins at 11 o'clock. There will be different community tables, and we'll have samples of multicultural foods and artwork from the students. And then we'll also have performances from different cultural nationalities and have that there, dancing and entertainment from 1 to 3. So we want people to come. They don't have to be from the city of Shasta Lake, but come out to Central Valley High School and meet your neighbors, share the food and culture, and learn about the services that are available through the Gateway Union School District. And like I said, everyone is welcome to attend this free event, and it's supported by local donations. So if you need more information about that, you can contact Lee Macy or Don Yost. Email is donald@snowcrest.net, so you can call
them. Make sure you leave
that
with me so I can remind people about
that
as it goes on.
That'd
be great. As it gets closer, of course.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You know, a lot of the DEI, in my opinion, was hijacked, and it shouldn't have been, because, you know, diversity is needed. Mm-hmm. We do want to include people in our society and in, you know, in the different aspects of society.
Sure. It's just this new stigma about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They used to be honorable words. And
they did.
And then all of a sudden...
Well, and there's reasons for that, though.
Uh-huh.
When it wasn't diverse, and it wasn't inclusive, and it wasn't equitable.
Mm-hmm.
And people were getting hammered over this. And the average Joe citizen, or Josephina, uh-huh, doesn't understand why is this happening. Why are these people given different
privileges
than
yeah,
I am?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked
heard
hard.
That complaint.
Yeah, I've worked hard for what I've gotten. And I'm just talking about mm-hmm. just in general here. I've worked hard for what I have. I've done this, and yet now for some reason I am not being included
mm-hmm.
because of my race.
I'm sorted out.
So when that happens, people get upset about that.
Sure, they do.
I mean, we can all understand that. Mm-hmm. And so, is there reasons that we, you know, that it needs to be pushed? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But not at the point where people are now, they're feeling that they're being excluded
mm-hmm.
because they're white.
It's all about understanding.
Asian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do have another event that's coming up on June 7th.
Why don't you tell me about that? We're going to talk about this event as soon as we return.
Okay, perfect.
Go for it, man.
Bucking Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action. World champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Ben, do me a big favor. And sitting on my desk is that green scheduler. Can you, yeah, thanks, buddy. Hey, welcome back to the show. 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day, about 88. A little warm, but still not up now.
Not hot.
Not the big numbers yet. The last day of April. The April 30th. And I'm here with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Janice Powell, who former mayor and city councilman over at the city of Shasta Lake, and Susan Wilson, who is here. And we're talking about a number of multicultural celebrations are happening, but the other is to bring awareness to the missing and murdered indigenous people. Mm-hmm. The numbers, and the numbers are hard because it's difficult to know if somebody left the res and went on to other things. And you couldn't find it?
No.
Okay, just bring me the brown bag, and I'll look in there. So that's one thing. Other things that people leave to go to the cities, get jobs, and that kind of stuff, and they don't. Stay in touch.
Well, I think what the families are asking for is for investigations to be completed so that the families know if something terrible happened to their family or if they've just relocated. And so they're asking justice to know about that and not just assume that they've run off.
Yeah. Well, no, you want closure on any of these, especially if somebody's missing and all that. So this is to bring awareness of that, and then the big multicultural day you're going to have on the 17th, and the theme this year in Shasta Lake is building community, and it's going to be May 17th, and it's going to have cultural and community tables, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you had something.
Well, we have another event coming up Juneteenth, which is on the 19th of June. I'll talk to you more about that later, but one of the things that we're going to be able to do is show the film Golden Ghosts again. And that was made by Mark Oliver, who's up in Siskiyou County. Mm-hmm. And it's the story of the gold rush and the interaction of different peoples during that time. So we're going to show that movie at Shasta College. They're supporting the showing of the movie on June 7th. And it's a historical discussion of our local area and the interaction with the Chinese, with the indigenous peoples, with black peoples, with white peoples and all around based on the time of the gold rush and the interaction of folks. So that's a really interesting, it's an interesting movie, and happy to be able to
Does
show it.
Does it let you make up your own mind, or is it pushing a certain direction?
Oh, I don't think it's pushing a certain direction. I think it's historical remembrance. How's that? Historical, Mark interviewed people all over this area, but also all over the United States to try and get a good picture of what happened, building a picture, which is what we were talking about earlier.
1840s.
Yeah. So okay. That will be an interesting event.
Yeah, I have
event.
Not seen that. I think I've read about it, so. Juneteenth, and people are saying, what's Juneteenth? And that, if I understand right, is the day that that blacks found out
in Texas
that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed. The war
sometime
was
before.
Over. Yeah, the war was over.
Yeah.
And they found out that they weren't slaves anymore.
That's right. That's right.
And it took, I think, the federal army coming in there and saying,
you're not
slaves. Slavery's over. And that's the Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, it's a good celebration. I mean, it's a good celebration.
I think the hardest part, and Janice, tell me if I'm off base here. The hardest part is that we are making decisions and we are shading it with today over things that happened 200 years ago. 160, 70 years ago, 300 years ago, and we're looking at it from today and making judgments on it.
Right, and that's the problem that I have, is people judging others when they don't know the history. They just hear something and they say, oh, well, I remember that, or, you know, this. And Indigenous people want you to be more aware of their culture and what's happened to them in our country over the years.
Yeah.
And that's what this May 5th is about. The proclamation was on May 5th, the National Day, to be aware of the murdered and missing Indigenous people. And so we're having this march at our Boomtown Festival and our parade, just to make people aware, to educate them about the culture and what's happened in our country, of many different cultures, the Jewish people, the black people, you know, and be aware so that you can be more understanding and then move on from there. You know, if that justice needs to be served, then let's do something about that. Let's all work together to be inclusive so that we have a diverse nation, you know, and that we feel equal.
Well, I think that's the thing, is everybody gets the same chance.
And
we were talking about during the break, you know, like reparations. To me, there's going to be reparations, and it should go kind of across the board, that it's you level the playing field when it comes to education.
Now, that's exactly
kids,
right.
These kids should have a fighting chance when they graduate from high school, that they can go on to a trade school, and there should be trade schools out there, because a lot of kids aren't going to go to college, and they can make.
Nor should they.
My plumber makes more money
than me.
Yeah. My granddaughter's boyfriend is getting his certification as a master diesel mechanic. He's going to make much more money, I mean, if you're looking at that, than she is as a forensic psychologist.
That's right.
Which is what she's getting her master's in. But it's a type of thing, is that trades are important.
They're very important.
And how do you get the inner cities out, you know, and they're saying, hey, we need you to graduate from high school, or the kids from Appalachia, and we need you to graduate from high school and go on to these
And to be healthy, and to be healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the two things we have to wish for our children, that you have access to health and you're healthy, and you have access to education and you're educated.
That, to me, is not reparations.
No.
That is leveling the playing field for everybody.
And I think
that is inclusive.
I think in Shasta County, our new board of supervisors, I especially think Matt Plummer has that in mind. He's a supervisor for our District 4, and you know, he's looking at trade schools. He's looking at the homeless situation, about helping young children, about educating people. And that's where we need to start, you know.
Well, Matt was on the other day, and there's five different classes of homeless. And they're going to focus on the veterans first, because that's the smallest number.
Sure.
The other thing I just saw he was talking about was veteran suicide.
Yes, veteran suicide is very high.
It's a very, I mean, if it was any other group of people. And anywhere from 20 to 22 a day are killing themselves. I think it would be, of course, in the Native American population, their suicide rate is horrendous too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hey, tomorrow, Ring Rodeo is going to come rolling in here along with, the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. And Doug Jenke, I know you're listening, so I'm going to reschedule you, Doug, to another day, because I need to get all these in this week. And then Congressman LaMoffa will be on Friday.
In person? Up here?
No. He always calls. That's not true.
Okay.
There have been times that he's rolled in here. You know, it's a total surprise to us, and he shows up. Of course, last month we had somebody protesting out in front. I thought they were protesting me in the station, and I went out there, and I was upset because there's only one of them. I want, you know, 10 or 12. I was, you know, offered coffee and all
he
that.
Recognized for your power.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, it's not about you, Carl. I went, it's not.
Okay.
It's about Trump and LaMoffa. I went, okay. And then when the show was over, I went out and told him, and he went on his way. So. Anyway, that'll be LaMoffa's on Friday. So we got a lot of stuff happening this week, my friends, this month. So have a great day. Thank you so much, Janice and Susan, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
These are things that are good for our community.
Sure
they
are.
We need to include people in it. And everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Shasta Regional. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.